It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour, Darren Donegan Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a good day so far. We're live here at the Patron Platinum Club, Predators game day broadcast. And it is brought to you by Hermitage, the design center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens and baths. You can check them out on their website, GoHermitage.com. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Predators hosting Vegas tonight here at Bridgestone Arena. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call on these airwaves, and I'll have pregame for you starting at 6 o'clock. Let's say hello to Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet, 32 Thoughts, Hockey Night in Canada. Elliot, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Nice
win. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. In fact, let's just start there real quick. We were discussing this earlier. Do you have pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving?
Well, we do our Canadian Thanksgiving in October, and
right.
It's usually on the first Sunday in October. And yes, absolutely we do. And as a matter of fact, if there's no pumpkin pie or something to that effect, I basically go on a Thanksgiving strike. I won't even celebrate.
Okay, but here is the question. Because I think we're all in the same boat, right? But do you ever have pumpkin pie outside of Thanksgiving?
Like once a year.
Once so that's a it. Year. Yeah, once a year.
Yeah. Well, I would say like once a year outside of Thanksgiving.
Okay, so other than October, you will do it one other time throughout the course of the calendar year.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. It is, you know.
Now, just a little thing. Someone just told me Patrick Harper of Nashville is on unconditional waivers for the purposes of a buyout. I don't know if that would be news to you guys at all. He's a Predator. So that someone knows I go on Nashville radio. I told them I moved it to today and they sent me that note. So
Okay. Don't
say I never keep you guys up to date.
Very nice. Yeah, Patrick Harper, not to be confused with the defenseman, Ben Harper.
No, it's not Ben Harper.
Yeah.
It's Patrick Harper.
Yeah, Patrick Harper spent some time in the training camp, has played some exhibition games. He's never played, I don't think, for the Predators in a regular season game. I don't believe.
Yes.
We saw Anaheim here on Monday night. Anaheim's had quite the start. They had won 8 in a row, and they came into this game 8-1-1. They've kind of surprised everybody with their start to the season. Predators came away with a 3-2 victory.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a nice start, and you know we're nearing close to 2 months being in the books, month and a half of the season. Overall, do you think this is just a really good start by Anaheim, or do you believe this is something they can actually sustain throughout the course of the season?
I don't, it's an easy question for me to answer that almost sounds like I'm insulting them. I don't think it's possible to keep up that kind of a pace all year long. It's just not human in the National Hockey League. I think the one thing that's better about Anaheim that I think is a good omen for them is that some of their veterans have returned to form. Getzlaff, I think, you guys know Getzlaff well. A lot of run-ins with him over the years. And he looks much better. Some of their other veterans that have struggled the last couple of years, they look much better. And I think that has insulated some of their young players a bit. Like, that Troy Terry is off to a phenomenal start this year. And I just don't know if it would be possible for him to do that if some of the veterans weren't getting back to the level that they've been at. And I think everybody has kind of surged there a bit together. And that's, I think that's the thing that stands out for me. the other thing, too, there is Gibson. You know, he's a tremendous goalie, a fantastic goalie, and he wanted this year to be the starter at the Olympics. He wants to be the number one guy. And I think from game one this year, he showed up on a mission. And it's like when Saros is going for you guys. When you believe your goalie is going to stop anything, you're very confident in front of him.
Okay. Okay, along those lines, as I pull my mic up to my mouth, which helps.
Rookie mistake.
Calgary has had quite the start as well. Now, Jacob Markstrom is a big part of that, as you bring up the goaltending play. I mean, he already has 5 shutouts. His save percentage is ridiculous. I think it's like 940 goals against. Ridiculous. Is this because of his hot start? Is this a combination of a little bit of everything? Do you think this is what the Flames are the rest of the way, or is this just them just getting off to an unbelievably really good start? Or do you think they're a real contender in the West and their division?
I think they're legit. I think last year, like, I don't know if they're legit to this level, but I think they're legit. I think last year was a real nightmare year for them. You know, Markstrom, they didn't have a backup they trusted. He was overused and he got hurt. The whole team sagged with them. You know, like, one of the things, guys, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but one of the things I really struggle with is just kind of figuring out what last year really meant. Like the league was just so screwed up last year. Like everything else was because of COVID. You played the same 8 teams. You know, you didn't see anyone else basically until the second last round of the playoffs. You know, the protocols were so tough. People were separated from their families. Like, I really found it hard to get a grasp on last year. And last year was a real nightmare year for Calgary. They spent big on Markstrom. They spent big on Tanev, the defenseman, and they had a terrible season. And, you know, they made a coaching change. You know, the one thing that's really different about them this year is the goalie's been fantastic. His backup has gotten a couple wins for them. And that means the goalie, the starter, Markstrom, doesn't have to play 90 games. That's very important for them. The other thing, too, is that they look like a completely different team. They're aggressive. They forecheck very well. They're structurally sound. They play a system, and they stick to that system. You know, last night they were coming back home from an Eastern trip. You know, Chicago was waiting for them in Western Canada. They blew 2 leads, 1-0 and 2-1, and they still found a way to win the game. That, to me, was the kind of game that last year they would have lost. Like, I think a big thing as an athlete, guys, is do you understand what's expected of you? Do you know what your role is? And I see a lot of players on that team who look at their role and they understand what it is and what is expected of them. I don't know if they can keep up this pace. It's weird. They have a phenomenal record against the East, and I think they've only played 6 games against the West, and last night was their first win. So they're going to have a lot of challenging games coming up, but they certainly do look a lot better.
Interesting. We still keep close tabs on Barry Trotz and check in with him from time to time, somebody that we always root for. The Islanders not off to an ideal start, still a long ways to go, and they've only played 15 games. So they've played, I think, maybe one of the fewest, if not the fewest, in the league. I think they have. But they're off to a really, really slow start. Something to that, or do you think it's just a slow start that they'll eventually get turned around?
I don't like what I'm seeing.
That was a big pause.
Yeah, you know, like, I have to say this. I think, you know, the tough thing right now, too, is they're in a COVID outbreak, right? So, you know, they've got, I think, 7 guys on the list.
Yeah, I think Chara is one of them.
Yeah, Chara was the one yesterday. He was the one. I think there was one false positive, but I think the rest of them are all on it. Chara was the one that was at it yesterday. They lost Lee. They lost Bailey. Like, it's a big chunk of their offense. You know, the one thing I kind of think is that they lost 2 guys who really were, you know, you wouldn't necessarily name them as their best players, but I thought they were really good, especially regular season players. And that was Jordan Eberle and Nick Leddy. And, you know, like Jordan Everly, he's a goal scorer. He'll get you, you know, 20 to 30 goals. Nick Leddy, he's a guy who can move the puck. And, you know, you wouldn't say that Leddy was one of their most important defensemen. I don't know if you would say that Eberle was one of their most important forwards. But they were guys who filled a role and did things. And and that whole New York team is greater than the sum of their parts. And for the first time this year, I've looked at them and said their structure and system isn't making up for some of the holes they have. Like, their D looks kind of slow, and they're just not as potent as they were. And, you know, you guys know Trotz. He had an availability last week after a loss to Tampa or Florida. I can't remember where it was. It was not this week. It was last Monday or Tuesday. And he looked concerned. And you know him. Like, he always seems calm. When he looks concerned and sounds concerned, like, that's a thing, right? Because he doesn't do that very often. And I think they're a little worried right now. And the math in this league is tough. You know, I keep a stat for full seasons. On November 1st, since 2006, and I go to 2019 because the last 2 years have been kind of screwy. But from 2006 to 2019, if you were 4 points out in the playoffs on November 1st, after games of November 1st, there were 59 teams that were 4 or more points out on that night. Only 9 of them made the playoffs. Like, because of the loser point in this league, you fall behind, and it's very difficult to catch up. And I think they're concerned there.
We're talking to Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada, 32 Thoughts. So, Elliot, I heard the recent podcast, you guys were discussing Kevin Fiala. And it's so interesting from the Nashville perspective, and you guys sort of mentioned this. At the time, he was still a very young player who flashed brilliance. They made the swap straight up for Mikhail Granlund. We know how important Granlund's become here. And Kevin Fiala reached great heights in Minnesota, but now something's going on. Tell us what's happening there.
Well, the thing that Merrick laughed about is I said that Fiala is a confident lad. And,
yes.
And you know, I don't have a big problem with that. Like, I know how that can rub people the wrong way, particularly when you're young or you're new. But I've always said that, you know, I'd rather have that than somebody who doesn't believe in themselves. I think it's easier in a lot of ways to sort of mold someone who's confident as opposed to build up the confidence of someone who isn't a lot
no
of
question.
The time.
No question. But, I will give you a perfect example. When he was 18,
okay.
Right,
yeah.
Out of the draft, he was the last guy cut. Of course, they wanted to take a long look at him. Clearly,
yeah.
Wasn't quite ready yet, although, I mean, Peter Laviolette was like, man, this guy has got some talent. But Kevin Fiala was truly, like, dumbfounded. Like,
18 years old.
I can't believe I didn't make this team, like, in the meeting.
No, this is with David Poyle. He's told this story with us many times. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was like, you know, I really should be on this team. I thought I was going to make it. Like, he was stunned that they sent him to Milwaukee. And they were like, here's the list of the guys on this team. Every one of them spent time in the AHL. You know, so they were trying to give him the road goes through Milwaukee. Take your time. You'll be back. But it was just funny. Like,
no,
that was really foreign.
Well, if you remember, and you know, we all know David Poyle really well. Gentleman, right? Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Kevin Fiala just was not going to let it go. He's 18 years old, and they're trying to explain to him, like, you got your whole career ahead of you. Like, it's okay. And he wouldn't, you know, and David told us that he eventually had to say, this meeting is over. By the way, you have to go really far to get David to go, this meeting is over, by the way.
I've had some of those phone calls with him before. I've been on the phone long enough with you. That's enough of that. I know what that feeling's like. So you guys know, like, you know how he is. And, like, him and Dean Evason, the coach now, who was his coach in Milwaukee, and now he's the coach in Minnesota, they've butted heads a little bit. And look, like, you know, Fiala, he scored his third goal of the year the other night. He's been struggling a little bit. You know, Michael Russo, who's the reporter for The Athletic, who covers the Wild, he's got a great pulse on the team. He kind of threw it out there that this is a situation to watch. You know, he doesn't have a contract for next year, and he's another year away from unrestricted free agency. And I think that that's also part of the issue. But I don't tend to worry about that. I think a good team organization or a good general manager knows you can punt that decision a little bit to later. Put it this way, I don't think that Minnesota is just going to deal them for the hell of it, and they've got a good team, and they're not going to make themselves worse. And I don't think he's going to deal them just because he's slumping. I think if Minnesota does anything, it's something that they think is going to make their team better. And in a lot of ways, if Fiala gets back to the level that we know he can be at, that he makes them better. I just think that somewhere down the road, they might have to make a decision to go in another direction. But I don't think that Guerin's going to be boxed into a corner by that now. His team is too good, and he's not going to make them worse. Now, there was a report out of Vancouver, a newspaper up there, the Vancouver province, that maybe they were talking about a Fiala, JT Miller kind of thing. And that would make some sense to me, but I would guess the fact that that's out has kind of nuked that thing, and it probably may not happen. But that's the kind of deal I could see Minnesota potentially talking about. I just don't think they're going to do anything that makes their team worse, and they're not going to trade him just for the heck of it.
So, Elliot, you guys had a great jersey conversation as well. We have I laughed because like this, I want to know where this guy's from that emailed you guys the question, because we have talked about this. When you wear a third team's jersey to a game, like makes you're not no wearing sense. The home team, you're no not sense. Wearing the road team, you're wearing another separate team.
Right.
Yeah. And you're thumbs down on that. I think you're in our club, on this.
Oh, definitely in our club.
Like for example, if Nashville's playing, if Nashville's playing, say, Dallas, and somebody shows up like in a Winnipeg jersey, right. Like you're just asking for it, right? Like, you can't do anything to that person. I'm not inciting violence here, but like, I don't get it. Like, why would you show up in a Jets jersey to a Nashville Dallas game?
It doesn't make any sense.
Give you like Minnesota North Stars.
No,
because it's somewhat related. No, but, I can see like you're trying to be that cool guy that has the one North Stars jersey.
We've brought this up for years. It makes literally no sense at all.
Well, yeah, that was going to be is the gray area. Like if Nashville's playing Winnipeg and somebody shows up in a Thrashers jersey, which has happened. Yeah,
that's a tougher one. Yeah. Ugh. We might need like a jersey court, like a judge to sort this out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, speaking of the jersey
judge
court.
Judge Judy. We need Judge Judy to decide if this is acceptable.
Well, all right. I mean, Chase, you got a first look at this. I mean, someone came up here. I told you that I've been talking to this huge Preds fan, but he's also a huge, huge Canadiens fan. He came up pregame here in Patron Platinum
Club.
From
there.
Yeah, and I get it. He's decked out. It's Preds Ducks. He's decked out. And I looked at him, and I shook my head like I always do, and he laughs, and he's decked head to toe in Montreal stuff. And I was like, dude, can you not wait a week and a half when they're here? Like, it's Anaheim tonight. Like, why are you here head to toe in Montreal stuff? That game is in a week and a half.
Yeah. These people have some Judge Judy.
He's a great guy, but it's like, why are you wearing Montreal stuff? For Preds Ducks.
Quick related categories, getting a lot of buzz.
I have to say this. So you guys go up to Montreal for, 3 days off?
Oh, yeah.
And you're down 5-0 and lose 6-3? I watched that game and I said, Crescent Street, still undefeated.
I refuse to incriminate myself, Elliot, but our hotel was just a couple of blocks from Crescent Street. So
I texted one of your broadcast partners. I will not say which one during the game, and I said I said that Crescent Street still undefeated, and his response was, "Well, I know I've just eliminated someone who it could have been," but his response was. I know it beat me on this trip, so I could only imagine what was going on.
Can't imagine who you were talking to.
Okay. So, Elliot, the uniform police, what would they say about the third jersey for the Devils? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't dislike it. Like,
I kind of like it.
Some people didn't like it, which is fine. Well, first of all, the other thing is, and I'm going to put a photo of them in my notes today, but they also have a pair of running shoes that they're auctioning off for charity. They're beautiful. Like, I would like to see those kind of out available. Like, you know, like the whole thing about Jersey, like in 2012, New Jersey and the Rangers played in the Eastern Conference Final, and we were staying in Manhattan. So I would I would take the train from Manhattan to the rink in Newark. And I remember being on the phone once on the train, and they go, where are you going? I go, oh, I'm going into New Jersey right now. When I got off, I guess I said New Jersey two or three times on the call. And I remember, like, when I was over, a guy looked at me and goes, hey, where are you from? I go, I'm from Toronto, Canada. He goes, well, here we call it Jersey. And so, like, I get it. Like, so I get that whole thing. Like I think it looks, I think it looks really sharp. I like it. I saw the player mock-ups, the way they looked in them. I like the way it looked. Like, that's just the internet now. You put things out there.
Oh, there's automatic. Just, yeah, it's automatic.
Just, like, crap all over it. Like this whole thing now, like the Vegas Golden Helmets and the King Silver Helmets, like, to me, I think this whole league is, like, I like the idea of trying new things, right? Like, this is some of the stuff that the NHL would never have done. On some level, it's kind of like the NHL going into Nashville. Like, there was a time when never, like, the idea of that was so far-fetched and it sounded so stupid. And now, you know, you look at it now with history, it turned out to be a great thing, right? Like, I just like the fact that we're trying new things. I think it's so important.
We're talking to Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. And speaking of the New Jersey Devils, they'll be in here on Friday taking on the Predators.
Jersey
will be in here on Friday taking on the Predators. Lindy Ruff has, you know, tried to turn this thing around. Tom Fitzgerald, obviously, we're familiar with their general manager. How do you view the Devils at this point? They're kind of middle of the pack in the East, but what do you think they can be?
Well, I think that the one thing I was really impressed with, they have a really talented young player, Jack Hughes, and he got hurt earlier this year, and I thought they'd really be in trouble without him because so much of their offense goes through him, very dynamic player, and they held on. They did pretty well. Like, I think they're definitely trending up. I think they've got some really good young players there. You know, I'm happy for Lindy Ruff because I think Lindy Ruff is a really good coach. I think they're just scratching the surface, though, guys, of what they're going to be. They still have some rough nights. They're not as consistent as they probably want to be yet, but they're going in the right direction. And like I said, I think they've got some really talented young guys who are just figuring out what it takes. And I think they're definitely on the upswing.
What do you think PK is at this point? He's got 9 points in 16 games. He had 19 points all of last year in 44 mm-hmm. games. He's not the goal scorer that maybe he was here, but it feels like maybe he's playing better.
Well, I think the tough thing for PK is that I think his back was always a bigger problem than he let on, yeah. Right? And, you know, that's an athlete, right? Like, that's what athletes do. They talk down their injuries. They never let you know. Like any athlete with pride, maybe they'll admit later how much it hurt them, but in the moment, they really try not to. It's just not the way they are. And I think the back bothered him a lot more than he let on. And, you know, I think it's really interesting. Like, you can tell that those guys like playing with each other, and you can tell that those guys believe in where they're going. Like, I don't know if PK is going to be, like, a 20-goal scorer anymore, you know, but I think there's still a role for him to play. And, you know, I think that what I see in New Jersey this year is a guy who's understanding how his game has had to change a little bit because of his health as much as anything else. And he's trying to find a way to fit in and make it work. And I think that's all you can really ask for.
Okay, last thing, real quick. Duchesne leads the team with 12 goals.
Yeah.
Played 18 games.
Yeah.
Let's play the range game. 25 yep. to 35 goals for the season, or 35 or more for Duchesne.
So he's on pace now for 48, right?
Yeah. So 34 is the under, 35 is the over.
I'm going over.
You're going really? Over?
Yeah.
Whew. Okay.
So you think he's back?
Like, honestly. Well, I just think, like, first of all, I'm an optimist, and I like to see people do well, so I'm going with that too. I always say that. The one thing about that's a little bit against my nature is I'm a big believer in the set the bar low and have people jump over it. So this is a little bit unusual for me, but I am an optimist. Look, I just think that, number one, I think you guys are better than you were last year as a team. So I think that, you know, a rising tide kind of floats boats a bit. Number two, he's doing some of this without Forsberg being around, right?
Right.
And,
oh, yeah.
And I like that. To me, that's a good omen. You know, that one of your key offensive players is out of the lineup right now, and he's still, you know, finding ways to score. So, and you know what? I bet you, like, you don't get to this level without having a certain amount of pride. I bet you he's stung by everything that's kind of been, you know, said and written about him a bit. So, I mean, it's hard to score in this league. There's no question about it, but I'm going to go over.
31 is his career high.
I like it. I should have done 31 his career high.
That was, he did that in 18-19 between Ottawa and Columbus.
But it doesn't matter. Elliott still took the over. So we know the
I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over.
I like it. I'll have a piece of pumpkin pie in your honor tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, enjoy the football, guys, and enjoy your day off.
Yep. Thank you, Elliot, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Elliot Freeman, Hockey Night in Canada, 32 Thoughts is his podcast. You should check it out. It's really, really good. And we know Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Be thankful for free bets. What? Yeah, I just said it. Free bets. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer. Listen up, new customers. You can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. All DraftKings customers can also get in on the new same-game parlay offer that's sweeter than pumpkin pie tomorrow. Yes, I'm getting hungry just reading this. And for Thanksgiving, that's for all the Thanksgiving games. Remember, all customers can get a risk-free bet up to $25 if your same-game parlay doesn't win. So there's a lot on the table. You need to get to DraftKings right now. Download it, DraftKings Sportsbook app, and use that code 1025GAME and bet just $1 of your money on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That code again, 1025GAME, and that is this Thanksgiving at DraftKings Sportsbook. Remember, you must be 21 years of age or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and needs help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick 6 time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD, products curated for life. Let's review last week's selections. Who's doing that?
I don't know, somebody. I think Max is.
Does Max know to do that?
Negatory.
Yeah, that's a negative, so. Okay.
I know how many points I had.
How many did you have?
Four. Go through the questions.
I had two, and that was a top shelf pick. That's
really
all I had. Yep.
I will happily tell you guys everything there is to know about Golden Knights fourth liner Jonas Rønbjerg. From Denmark.
Is it Bjorg or Bjorg?
Bjorg.
So despite the spelling, it is Bjorg.
He's a great guy. Walked past him downtown like four times last night.
Okay. We will keep an eye on Jonas. Mr. Rønbjerg.
Well, let's see. The tide didn't cover.
Was there a question about Jonas?
The
question was, how many people in the state of Tennessee know who he is? And the answer is, however many people are listening right now.
Okay, now they know. All right, so question one was Michigan State.
Yeah. Well, no, it was pick one.
Oh, pick one.
I took Michigan State. That was a big loser.
I took Alabama, loser. And Chase took...
You took Alabama.
I took Alabama to cover. Yeah. They did not.
One by seven.
And Chase, you took?
Alabama.
You also took Alabama, so we went down together on that one. All right.
By the way, none of the dogs covered. They were all the favorites. Cincinnati SMU was the other
one. No, that's not true.
Oh, you're right. Arkansas.
Arkansas covered right. easily. Yeah.
That fake punt or fake kick, field goal, jump pass, little Tebow jump pass. Does he get credit for that now that everybody does it? Is it Tebow
I think Tebow
gets the credit for that. I think so, too.
Then don't confuse that with the Pat and Robinette fake jump pass, which he did the jump pass, and then against Tennessee, the fake jump pass, come back down, run it in for the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah.
Maybe they got something up their sleeve this weekend.
Then we had the herky-jerky. I kind of mixed things up with the double, different lines for Colts
Bills. It worked well for me.
Did not work well for me.
I got the double because I took the Colts with the big point spread.
I did a Chris Sanders. I hedged.
You hedged, yeah. And you.
So you. So we get. We both got 2 points.
Yep.
So I'm sitting at.
You took the Colts plus 6.5.
Yeah. I took the Colts with the bigger of the two lines for 2 points.
6.5. Yeah. 6.5.
Which I can't believe you didn't do. What you, you took the Colts and the underdogs. So you totally hedged.
You did.
Hedged. Lost.
Okay.
Totally lost.
First and three.
Dallas and KC. Pick 'em. Dallas.
I had KC.
Cowboys top shelf.
I had KC. Thank you.
So I'm still sitting at 2 points.
Texans, Titans. Titans.
Hey, there's three. Okay.
Somebody here was pretty adamant.
Yep.
Pretty adamant on the Texans.
We were.
And I should have top shelved.
Darren yelled at us. Yelled at people.
4 questions.
Yeah. Pretty adamant.
No points.
We can run the tape back. We had a full segment on this. A full segment. I said
it got heated.
It's not going to be easy. It got heated. There was sass involved. There was all kinds of stuff.
I don't need your sass.
It's not going to be easy. You guys laughed. Oh, Coach Willie. Oh, Coach Willie. He doesn't know anything.
Hey, wait. Don't say you guys.
Coach Willie doesn't know anything.
I was with you.
You were kinda.
Don't. Well,
you were sort of with me. If you had to choose a side, you were leaning my way.
I mean, remember when he was like, really? And then I was like, and then you're going to pick the Titans. Yeah. And then he was like,
oh, I don't know. I didn't say that. Not sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then I picked the Texans.
But you were all in.
Yeah, you did take the Texans. You did take
Deontay Foreman, rushing yards, 40 and a half.
Over. I messed that one up. We all went over on that one. I top shelf that one.
I forgot all about Dalton Hilliard and Ike Hilliard and
why
the other Hilliards out there.
Why did I top shelf that? It was looking good in the first half. He had a couple of nice
plays.
Was
it?
Yeah,
he finished with 30?
He had a 16-yard run in the first half.
He finished with 30. No, that was Peterson.
No, he also had one. Oh. They each had one. They ran for 86 yards in the first half. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
And then they got too far behind. They couldn't run anymore.
Peterson got cut. So.
Yeah. This is his last good run.
And then here was the only one that had any life to it for me. Jeremy. Big Jeff sacks, 1.5. I had under.
I took top shelf.
I went for
the 2 points. You could get the extra point when you went over, so I.
Yeah.
You put the shiny metal object in front of me, and I couldn't resist. I
took the hook. Every single time. Or 60% of
the time. Titans did not have a sack as a team. Not just Simmons, but the team did not have a sack.
So it's hard
to
be the over.
There was quick releases. They did not drop back more than 3 steps.
So that being said, it was the under because they didn't have a sack.
It was indeed.
The team didn't have a sack. Yeah. So, it was the under.
Four for me.
Two.
I think I'm ahead by 12, 13 points. No, that's not right. Chase, I might be ahead of Chase by that many.
Probably.
Darren and I are pretty close. So I gained on Darren. I think I'm in first place.
You are.
We'll have to get Elijah back. Do we have the fit? Do you have the
tabulation is currently ongoing.
I had 145 points.
Just like the underdog winner?
The email.
Okay.
Darren from Spring Hill with 10 million
145
points.
145 points. I have.
Okay.
All right. Official, I need the big voice guy.
Bum, 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 bum.
Number one.
All right. Buckeyes in the big house. Ohio State. In Michigan, Saturday, 11 o'clock kickoff on Fox. Wolverines getting 8.5. Willie.
I like the Wolverines.
By the way, we need to get the phone lines lit up. We're going straight to the phones. So jump in there. It's 615-737-1025. We got to make this quick. We want you to participate. You can always participate online at thegamenashville.com, but you only get one top shelf. We need two top shelves. So we need you to jump in there, 615-737-1025 to get two top shelves. All right, who do you got?
I got the Wolverines. I I'm not picking them to win outright. I think it's going to be a struggle for Ohio State. I think Michigan's going to give them everything they got. I think they will cover.
Okay. I'm not going to hedge this week. I'll go on and go be consistent, and I'll take Michigan as well. So two for Michigan.
Well, won't gain any.
He's thinking about it.
Give me the Ohio State University.
All right.
Number two.
Vanderbilt at Tennessee.
Number two.
Vandy is in Knoxville to take on the Vols. That is going to be a 2:45 kickoff on SEC Network. Tennessee by 31.5, which is, I think, the same line as the Ole Miss game, or close to it. It was in the 30s, and Vanderbilt covered pretty easily.
They did.
Vandy at Tennessee, 31.5. What do you got?
I'm really concerned about this game.
Why are you concerned?
Well, because what I've seen from Vanderbilt.
You're never concerned.
No, what I've seen from Vanderbilt is every few weeks they have put together a competitive game, and then the following week they just can't muster that same thing.
Same energy?
They're so thin, and the tempo worries me for this game. I don't see the speed and the ability to keep up with the tempo. I am going to.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Could this be a first? This could be a first. I mean, honestly, this could be a first.
You
say it. Can you even say
can
it?
You do
you
it?
Need to just write it?
I'm going to take it.
You're taking.
I'm taking.
Get him some water.
Are you going to do this?
Need some water.
Is this going to happen?
No, I can't do it. I'll take the Doors.
Oh, my gosh.
This really concerns me.
I'm really concerned. Change? This is going to haunt you.
It might be 31.
This is going to haunt you. This is like the draft pick.
Tennessee's
going to
win by 31 now.
You literally were going to hit click, and then you change the player out and change your draft pick. Mm.
It's really a dangerous game.
Bad karma.
It's a dangerous game.
That's bad karma.
Officially,
you went with Vanderbilt?
I did.
Wow. Or Tennessee will win by 32. That's what's going to happen.
That'll be karma.
That's
very
what's going to
happen.
That's going to be karma right there. I'm going to go. By the way, I thought your point was actually spot on. That's kind of what they've done this year. So, like, the next game tends to be the letdown game.
It's not even so much a letdown. It's just they can't
quite
get up to the competitive.
It doesn't stay at the same level. How about
that? Yes. They sag.
Here's the difference, though. Clark Lee came on the show yesterday. He's going to have the chair, and he's going to stand up on the chair and give the speech for this one. Because this just means a little bit more. Wait a minute. This is two SEC teams. Yeah. It's two SEC teams. So it does.
Different terminology.
No, it does. This just means more. I mean, that's what the league says. So, and this is, but for him, this just means more. This is a big deal. He made a big deal on it, of this game on our show yesterday. I'm going to take Vanderbilt on the points. I'm going to take a chance.
Ooh.
So you're saying there's a chance. I'm going to take a chance. Chase, you're like 18
points
behind us.
A chance of covering.
What are you going to do?
I will take the Vols.
Number three.
Big one on Sunday. Bucks at Indianapolis to take on the Colts. This one is a noon kickoff on Fox. The Colts are getting 3.5. Colts getting 3.5 at home against Tampa. Chase.
I will take Tampa.
Willie.
Colts. Easy. Colts are going to win this game.
Colts are going to win this game.
They will win.
You feel as confident as your Detroit on Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if I'm shirtless on Monday, I'm blaming you. I'm gonna hammer down the Colts and
the Colts
and
are
call it
running
the Willie special.
The Colts are
Colts
running wild.
Lions parlay.
The Colts now that Derrick Henry is out of the mix for the moment, the Colts have the best running game in the NFL, and it's not even close. They are running the you know what out of the ball, and they're gonna beat the Bucs.
Number four.
Okay.
Darren does not get to pick. You do not get to pick on this one.
Nope. I thought you just said Indy.
He very clearly picked Indy.
Yeah, I heard Indy.
Okay. Yeah, where you said you were going along with me.
Okay, well, fine. I was talking about on my phone, but okay.
Number four. Number four.
What happens on the phone?
Number four.
Titans in Foxborough to take on the Patriots. Need a game total from the listeners, and the Patriots are favored by 6.5. Oof.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah, it's you.
He's not going to hit.
See, he does the
He's not going to hit.
You do two, and I do two.
You change it every week.
He's not going to hit.
That's not true.
No,
it's not true.
Number four.
Titans.
He's back.
Took him an underdog.
He's back.
He's not going to hit. He's got to go with him.
Willie, I know yours.
I'm taking the Patriots. I do think the Titans will play a lot better, but I just don't think they've got the horses right now. I think they need a bye week. They'll be back after that, recharge much better, but I think this is too tough. Pats.
Okay, I'll take the Titans and the points.
Number five.
Will Ryan Tannehill throw an interception? Yes or no? Well, will Ryan Tannehill throw a interception? An interception. That's it. It's not over, under, 3.5. Will he throw a pick? Yes or no? I'm going to go no. Going no.
Didn't seem very confident then.
Wiley. Okay, I'm going to top shelf it no.
Oh.
Is that confident enough for you?
Yeah, okay. All right. Big pants on. Okay, I like it.
Wiley.
I think he will.
Yes.
He's got to take chances. The windows are small. They don't have the deep threat. The Patriots will get one.
I, too, will say yes.
Number six.
Another big one. Pay close attention to these games. These could have playoff ramifications. Browns at Ravens. That's the Sunday night game on NBC. Ravens giving up 3.5. Ravens favored by 3.5.
Against the
Cleveland.
Rams. Against Cleveland, yeah.
Browns. The Browns are from Cleveland.
Not the Cleveland Rams.
Nope. Nope, Rams are in Green Bay to take on the Packers, which is another really good game.
A lot of stuff on Baker Mayfield, practicing, limited, not practicing. Ooh, I don't know, man.
Ravens, Ravens just keep winning.
Is Lamar able to play?
Don't know.
So how can we ask this? We don't have all the information.
Don't know. Ravens.
We're supposed to know what is going to happen on Sunday?
Not one Thanksgiving game either.
Not one. Look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it. Lions, Bears.
The Lions are going to win.
Raiders, Cowboys.
Raiders, Cowboys is intriguing.
Saints, Bills. Ugh. Yeah. I don't love
those are important games.
I'll be betting on them.
Sure. Well, I didn't say that, but I'd rather these games are much more important.
Well,
how can we really make a prediction not knowing whether Lamar Jackson is going to play?
He's playing. He's playing.
Coach Darren's putting him in.
You're saying he's playing, right, or it's been reported?
You're first.
I took the Ravens.
Okay.
I'll take the Browns.
My top shelf is Tampa Bay.
Top shelf will be the Colts.
Mm.
Big swing game.
So there's two questions three and five. Huge swing games. Huge swing questions. All right, we'll come back. Finish up with your phone calls. 615-737-1025. 737-1025 is our phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai Day. Hyundai.com. We'll come back and get those calls. Jump in there. We'll do that next. All right, let's go to Keith on our phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Get Keith's pick six picks.
All right, Keith.
Here we go.
Ohio State at Michigan. Michigan getting 8.5.
I'm going to take Michigan.
Vandy at Tennessee. Tennessee minus 31.5.
I'm going to take Vandy with all them points.
Tampa Bay at Indy. Indy getting 3.5.
I'm going to take Indy.
Titans at the Patriots. Patriots minus 6.5. Also need the game total.
I'm going to do a homer thing and take the Titans, and I'm going to say 52.
All right. Will Ryan Tannehill throw an interception?
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to top shelf it.
All right, top shelf. Browns at the Ravens. Ravens minus 3.5.
Well, I tell you, I saw the Ravens play Miami in Miami, and they look terrible. I'm going to take the Browns. I know they're not much better, and I'm going to top shelf that one also.
All right, Keith, good luck. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
Appreciate that, Keith. Before we get out of here, Nashville SC will return to the pitch on Sunday in Philadelphia. Once again, congratulations to them and their victory last night at Nissan Stadium, very close where we are right here at Bridgestone, where they defeated Orlando City 3-1. I believe they're the only team that's ever started off their first two seasons with playoff wins.
Good for them.
How about that? Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and hat tip to Gary Smith and his staff. Pickens and Steve Guppy, and you know what they've done with this team. Mike Jacobs building this the last couple of years. I mean, Hani Mukhtar obviously has been the MVP for this team and maybe even the league. He's a finalist, but Walker Zimmerman, I mean, they played fantastic last night, getting down 1-0 early, and they battled back and end up winning 3-1. I mean, you're even getting Jander Cadiz, who, you know, has been a disappointment to a lot of people because he was brought in to be a goal scorer, but I think it's also a credit to the other signings that they made. CJ Sapong was so good for them this year. So it was awesome. Great crowd last night, just over 26,000 as they get it done. So, yeah, it's a huge stat, and this team's going to be a tough out.
I hope they start. I haven't looked at next year's schedule. I know this is different this year because – they got a much later start, but I hate that they're playing their playoffs like into December. It's like,
yeah,
you play most of your season, it's 95 degrees.
It
usually
goes pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season.
It's a long
season. Right, but it's not this late. I mean, they're going to go into December.
It's close.
It's usually this in this neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's close.
I'd like for them to, I wish they could figure out a way to
condense. It's hard with the international competition.
I understand. They take breaks,
yes.
And I understand that. But it's
so guys can go, because to get the top players, you got to let those players go play.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a dilemma.
I hate.
I know what you're saying.
I hate soccer and baseball ending their. It's a summer. They're warm weather sports,
yes.
And they end their biggest stage in cold
weather.
Totally
agree.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Totally agree.
I you know, it's like, why would you put your biggest stages in cold weather when you play the bulk of your season in beautiful weather?
Yeah, with all the fall and winter sports going on.
Yeah.
So decision day next year, which is the regular season finale, will be October 9th. So
it's like 2 months earlier.
Yeah.
And so that's fine.
That helps.
Well, that's totally fine.
The MLS Cup will be on November 5th.
Okay. Well, so I thought you were talking about – I thought it went to the beginning of November. I would like for them never to see the month of November.
Yeah.
Personally, that's what I would do. But nobody's.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Nobody's put me in charge. Everyone in MLS.
No, they're doing a good job.
Well, I mean, no, I don't think they're doing a good job. I think it's silly.
They got 26,000 last night. In the middle of football season, Titans having a huge run, middle of the season, freezing cold. They got 26,000. That's pretty good.
Imagine what it would be like if it was 88 degrees.
Well, there's no question.
That's great. Credit to them for that. But
I know what you're saying. But they have an audience that is not reliant upon the other sports, and that is a good sign.
This isn't really about the other sports. You brought that into the equation, which I don't disagree with. This is about just you play the bulk of your season.
I get
in nice weather, and you're going to put your biggest stage in weather that you didn't play in all season.
I am in agreement.
For the most part. I know the beginning, you get that.
I think it's the only way they can get their dates in. And international soccer, I see games all the time in the middle of the winter with bad weather. I'm like, I guess this is how they roll. Yeah. I didn't know they did that, but they do it.
Preds in Vegas tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. Everybody out there, thanks for listening. We're thankful for you. Enjoy your day tomorrow with your family. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back.
Happy Thanksgiving.
On Monday, our show, full show, on Monday at 10 a.m. Enjoy your time off. with your family. We'll have tons to discuss. Man, there's going to be all kinds of sports events that go on in the next 4 days. That'll do it for our coverage here at Patron Platinum Club. We'll talk to you Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.